Thanks for listening to Marlins Rewind. Entering last night's ballgame, Jose Fernandez led the major leagues with a rate of over 12 strikeouts per 9 innings. In the series opener against Milwaukee, he almost hit that figure through just 7 innings. It was his best performance yet in Jose Day worth celebrating. Kyle found Jose after the final out. We'll hear that after Geff's Monday Night Rewind.
Well, you see the final score, Marlins 4, Brewers 1, and it looks like a pretty clean, easy, simple ball game, but it was anything but. Marlins back in the win column after back-to-back losses. They've won 12 of 15 as they win the first of three here at Marlins Park from Milwaukee. Jose Fernandez facing Willy Peralta in this ball game tonight. Jose got into a bind in the first inning, led leadoff single to Jonathan Villar. Then he walked Alex Presley. A Ryan Braun fly ball to the wall and right got Villar to third with one out. But Jose got Chris Carter to bounce into a 5-4-3 inning-ending double play, and he escaped inning number one on 14 pitches. Marlins couldn't cash in a one-out double for Martin Prado in their half of the first. But in the second, they took the lead on the strangest play we've seen around here in quite some time. With one out, Marcelo Ozuna singled, getting JT Realmuto to the plate.
They leave the right side of the infield almost wide open for JT, should he try to go that way. The pitch, and he hits a high fly ball to left center. Nguyen Heiss going back, looking up at the home run sculpture. It is up, up and away, and a home run.
Or maybe not. Here's what happened. Marcelo Ozuna, the runner at first base, turned his back on the ball, sailing out of the ballpark in left center field because he went back to first base to tag up in case it was caught. JT Realmuto, who hit the ball, was watching the ball leave the park. He had no idea where Ozuna was as he rounded first base and passed Marcel. The umpires didn't see it, but the Eagle Eyes and the Brewers dugout did. They challenged that Realmuto had passed Ozuna on the bases, and when he went to the video, it was obvious that he had done so. So the call was overturned. It is a very unusual rule. You don't see it called often. 5.09B9. The ultimate ruling is JT is called out for passing the runner. The putout goes to the first baseman, Chris Carter. Ozuna scores on what goes into the scorebook as an RBI single from Realmuto. So instead of a two-run homer, it's an RBI single. Also an out. And the Marlins, instead of leading 1-0, or instead of leading 2-0, led 1-0 in the second. It would stay that way for a while. Jose, as the game went on, got better and better in this one. He worked around a runner at third with one out in the third inning, striking out Alex Presley and getting Ryan Braun to ground out. Pitched around a one-out walk in the fourth inning. Got through a one-out or leadoff single in the fifth inning. Worked around a two-out double in the sixth. And in the bottom of the sixth, the Marlins finally were able to extend the lead a little bit against Willy Peralta, who came in with the highest opponent's average, highest OBP, and highest OPS of any pitcher in baseball this year. Second highest slugging percentage. He allowed 10 hits in six innings, but only two runs. Marlins got that second run in the sixth, a one-out walk to Justin Bour. He went to second on a single by Marcelo Ozuna. JT Realmuto, it would look like an inning-ending double play ball to the shortstop, but it was booted by Jonathan Villar, so the bases were loaded for Danny Echevarria.
Center fielder not too deep for Etch. Here's a 3-2 pitch again. Echevarria swings, lines a base hit to left field. Home to score is Justin Bour. The bases are still full, and the Marlins lead 2-0 here in the sixth inning.
That was a big hit for Danny Echevarria, one of three he had in this game. And not only did it make it a 2-0 game, but it kept Jose in the game for the seventh inning because Jose Fernandez was on deck. Had Etch not gotten that run in, had the pitcher spot come up next with the bases loaded and two outs, it appeared as though Don Mattingly was ready to hit for Jose. He had Kyle Bearclaw ready in the bullpen. So Etch came through to make it a 2-0 game, and Jose got to pitch the seventh inning. And in the seventh, he got Kirk Nieuwenhuis to ground to second for out number one. He punched out Colin Walsh for the second out. Then, with a 2-0 lead, he walked Martin Maldonado. So he had a tying man at the plate, two outs in the seventh. Jose's pitch count mounting as he went after Yadiel Rivera. Jose ready, pitch number 110 on the night. It's his last pitch of the night because it swung at and missed. Rivera down on strikes. 11 Ks for Jose Fernandez. And he has worked seven innings of four-hit shutout ball. Jose's performance tonight, our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers, too. Learn more at allmysons.com. So for Fernandez, seven innings, four hits, no runs. He walked four, struck out 11, his second double-digit strikeout game of the year, number 11 of his career, 110 pitches, 68 strikes. Willy Peralta, the Brewers starter, was done after six innings, 10 hits, two runs. He walked two, struck out four. Marlins look to extend their 2-0 advantage in the seventh. against the Brewers' bullpen. Michael Kirkman, who had just been claimed off waivers from the Padres, was making his Brewers' debut, and the first hitter he faced was Derek Dietrich, leading off the seventh. Out of the stretch, the 0-1, and Dietrich lines one down the right field line. It's a fair ball, skipping into the corner. Extra base is Dietrich's second hit of the night. He's around second. He wants a triple. The relay throw offline. It hits Derek, rolls toward the Marlins dugout. He's going to score. 3-0 Miami. It'll be a triple and an E4, and the Marlins add a big run. The relay throw from Rivera hit Dietrich, and it just shot over toward the Marlins dugout. No chance for any Brewer to track it down. So it was 3-0 Miami at that point, facing Carlos Torres in the eighth inning with Marcelo Ozuna aboard on a walk. JT Realmuto struck out. Adeniyi Echeverria then hit into a fielder's choice. Ozuna was out at second base, but when the throw from second back to first base went out of play, Echeverria went down to second on an error. Pichirichiro drew a walk, so you had two men on with two men out for Derek Dietrich again. There's a liner into center field. Derek Dietrich has another hit. Coming around third toward the plate, Echeverria. It's an RBI single to make it a 4-0 game. Ichiro to third. The shortstop, VR, chased that one into center field, made a great diving effort for it, but it was just out of his reach. And Derek Dietrich's got himself a three-hit night. He went 3-for-5 tonight, two singles, a triple. That run batted in, also a run scored. Good night for the second baseman, Dietrich. So we went to the ninth. Initially, we thought when the Marlins made it 4-0, we would see Brian Morris to start the ninth. Both Morris and A.J. Ramos have been up in the bullpen at 4-0. There was no saving it for A.J., so A.J. stopped throwing. But when the gate opened, ultimately, for the top of the ninth, it was A.J. who came trotting out of the bullpen, so he did indeed get the ninth inning, and he was not sharp tonight. He walked the first man, Chris Carter, then he walked Kirk Nieuwenhuis, but A.J. came back to strike out Colin Walsh, and he caught pinch hitter Jonathan Lucroy looking at strike three. A wild pitch advanced Carter to third base, Nieuwenhuis to second, but still there were two outs, and with a 4-0 lead, A.J. was only one out away from ending the ball game. But when he walked Yadiel Rivera to load the bases, Don Mattingly had seen enough. Five men had come to the plate against Ramos. None of them had put the bat on the ball. There had been three walks, two strikeouts. And at that point, the manager pulled his closer and brought Brian Morris in looking for his first major league save. A.J. done after 30 pitches, only 13 of which were strikes. Now, Morris came on to face pinch hitter Domingo Santana, and he walked him. So now the bases were loaded. The walk to Rivera actually loaded the bases. Walk to Santana forced in a run, made it a 4-1 game. And all of a sudden, not only was the shutout bid by the boards, but the Brewers brought the go-ahead man to the plate with two outs of the ninth. The bases were loaded for Jonathan Villar.
Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, and the game is over. It was never really in doubt, was it? I mean, think about it. The ninth inning, well, it wasn't a piece of cake. And it could have been horrible. But when you win the ball game and it's all over, it's a thing of beauty, and the Marlins have beaten the Brewers 4-1.
The Brewers sent seven batters to the plate in the ninth inning. Not one of them put the bat on the ball. There were four walks and three strikeouts, and the Marlins escaped with the 4-1 victory here at Marlins Park. For Miami, four runs, 12 hits, one error, 10 men left. For the Brewers, one run, five hits, three errors. They strand nine tonight. Jose Fernandez, the winning pitcher, 4-2. Willie Peralta, the loser, 2-4. Brian Morris with his first major league save. Time of the game, 3 hours, 7 minutes. And the crowd was 16,769 here as the Marlins improved to 17-14. Now 7-9 at home. Miami improves to 5-2 on the homestand. Meanwhile, the Brewers dropped to 13-19. They're 5-10 on the road. And they're 2-3 now, 5 games into their 7-game road trip.
It's worth reiterating Jose's final line one more time. Seven full innings, 11 strikeouts, and no earned runs. It was a classic Jose Fernandez performance, and Kyle Seeloff caught up with the righty postgame.
Jose, take me through your start tonight. You just continue to look like you get more comfortable as your night goes on, and that's the way it's looked for most of the season. Now, have you continuously got more comfortable as your outings have progressed?
Putting a lot of work. I think that's a goal. Putting a lot of work in, following JT 120%, listening to Juan, he's talking to me, doing different things, hopefully, that's my main goal, give the boys a chance to win a ball game, and it's fun, man. This team is fun, and I love playing, and I love seeing them behind me.
How do you approach a team like Milwaukee, whom you have never faced in your career before? Is it easier for you, or is that a lot more homework for you going into a start?
You know, they had a, you know, before coming here, they had a lot of good games. That, you know, they had a lot of hard balls. They're a good team, a lot of tough hitters. Just got to try to, you know, try to do a good job and just try to follow the game plan. You know, we came on top tonight, and you know, that's fun, man. You know, just looking. I'm happy, very excited about the team winning. That's what I care about tonight.
Jose, before we let you go, talk to me about the resolve of this ball club, man. You lose two straight to Philly, but you don't let it bleed. You guys get back out here tonight, and you pick up another victory.
You know, that's the team that we have. You know, we have a team that's going to go out there, it's going to battle, it's going to give 100%, and that's all we can ask for. I can tell you something. We don't like losing. We don't like losing, and we don't like it at all. After, you know, after the parties that we've been having inside, when we're winning, we don't like losing. We want to get having parties. So 100% into that, and, you know, I love it.
Marlins back on the winning side of things. For a fortnight summary, the Marlins have only lost three games in the past 2 weeks. First pitch tonight on 940 Wins in the Marlins Radio Networks at 7:10. Kyle Seeloff joins you with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO, at 6:40. Or come out to the ballpark. It's supposed to be another delightful day weather-wise. The new Steals and Deals plan on Marlins.com will get you in the gate for discounted prices. We'll check in again tomorrow morning. Hit subscribe so Marlins Rewind automatically downloads to your device overnight. Or just go to Marlins.com/podcast to get the best sound from the Marlins Clubhouse from the Marlins Radio Network.